What exactly happened this week?
This is what happened last week.
On Monday, South Australia eased its state COVID restrictions, Victor Harbour opened up its mass vaccination clinic, and Nikki from Monado tried to guess the mystery snap.
I'm going to say a block of Cadbury Dairy Milk.
The normal Sorry, no. We'll bring that back next Monday. We also told the story of my daughter's emasculation of skaters at the Mount Barker Skate Park. These skaters are having a picnic, Dad. I said, yeah, they kind of are. Not that they would want to hear that. No, we're hanging out at the skate park eating KFC. No, you're not. You're having a picnic. Tuesday, as always, was Chicken Tuesday, and the chicken choir came through. Caitlin from Victor Harbour thought she got it.
I'm pretty sure it's Way Back to You.
But it was David in Murray Bridge who knew the true song.
It's A Little Bit of Love.
Do you know who it's by?
I know. I just forget.
That's all right. You can have it. It's Tom Grennan. Also on Tuesday, Adelaide Oval had opened back up to full capacity, and we heard about a local robbery that sounded a little more like a movie.
The middle of the year botch job at the Chandler's Hill Christmas Tree Farm. Try hard in cinemas for this Christmas in July.
We also heard about a kit-marketed plush cactus that played a Polish rap song with references to cocaine. Hopefully that's the last time we ever play that. On Wednesday, Josh Frydenberg met with business owners talking about vaccine incentives, leading to our Would You Rather Wednesday question.
What would you rather?
A Bunnings snag or some frequent flyer points? Like, what am I going to do with some frequent flyer points? And when Dumb Games rolled around, we rolled up a repeat offender. Jack Morgan. I know that name. Dice Up is what we're playing today. We'll go up to the six-sided dice. I'll give it a roll and you tell me what number between one and six you reckon that's landed on.
We've got five.
Not this time, it's a one, but hey, you're on the leaderboard. Congratulations. As Jack started to take over the leaderboard for Dumb Games, we moved into Thursday and heard that the Teletubbies were all vaccinated. Thursday was also the day South Australia reopened some of its borders, and the Shaheen family offered up the Bend Motorsport Park in Tailandbend to host the Grand Prix or Phillips Island cancelled MotoGP. And of course, you got another school holidays tip from yours truly. School holidays tip number four. Get a face painting kit and spend the entire day painting their faces. Don't worry if you're not that artsy, just go for quantity over quality. I mean, if they get a bit in their eye, they're not going to be able to tell the difference anyway. Which brings us to today, Friday. Our Wohlers Weekly winner was over the moon.
Oh.
Yeah, you're the Wohlers Weekly winner. You're it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I don't win hardly anything.
We learnt about the TikTok snickle trend, hiding a Snickers in a pickle, and dropped a bliss track, a song written in 24 hours for Jess from Mount Barker, all about the octopus's garden. If you wish to nail a dish, you'll hit a swish with fish as fresh as this, straight off the ship. Can't resist, get your fix, lick your lips, serve with chips, check the seafood off your list. Enjoy your weekend, whatever you're doing, and catch us again Monday just after 2 on the ride home on Power FM.